Welcome to this EMC Squared monthly conference call. My name is Betsy Shapensky, and I will be your host tonight. This call features Roberta Hladek, Vice President and Co-Founder of EMC Squared. The AIM program of energetic balancing is a spiritual technology and is available today. We encourage you to learn more by visiting our website at www.aimprogram.com. Tonight our topic is Ageless Wonder. Please remember, energetic balancing is not healthcare or medicine, and it does not diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. EMC Squared's spiritual technology assists you in healing yourself. When discussing energetic imbalances that have names that are the same as or similar to the names of diseases, participants on this call are talking about energetic imbalances only. They are not talking about actual diseases. Energetic imbalances are vibrations in consciousness on the spiritual plane. Well, as I said, our guest tonight is Roberta Hladek, and Roberta has been with EMC Squared in consciousness before EMC Squared existed. Welcome, Roberta.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here tonight. This should be a fun call.
I'm glad to have you. So, in our youthful call that we're recording here, you know, we all want to look younger and feel younger. How can the AIM program really help us with that?
Well,
possible?
It is, and I believe it is, and I believe it can do that because we were all on the AIM program. It's here as a tool to help us heal ourselves. So there are so many frequencies, and I was going through the list today, you know, looking at everything that we've added and some of the anti-aging frequencies, which is what we're interested in for this call tonight. And there were an amazing number of them. So I kind of listed most of them that I could. So I'm going to go through them real quick, and then I'm going to give you some more background on it. But the anti-aging frequencies are helping us to retard the signs of aging, whether it's in our cells, our organs, or in the way we look. And we think of anti-aging, a lot of times we think of, you know, no wrinkles, no gray hair, you know, no sagginess anywhere, and we look like
looking
we're 20.
Looking like you walked out of a magazine.
Exactly, like we've been airbrushed every time we walk out.
And
anytime anybody looks at us, we look perfect, and we have no wrinkles and whatever. And I think in the United States, anyway, my feeling is we're really hung up on age. We're always trying to look different. People lie about their age. But we put a lot of emphasis on age where I don't think they do in a lot of other countries. Here we kind of look at age as kind of being almost like a negative. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our wrinkles are, you know, we don't want to be all wrinkled, but our wrinkles are, you know, part of our soul. You know, it's kind of our soul imprint. We're getting these wrinkles. So anyway, I'll get on to that in a little bit more, but I'm going to tell you some of the things that are the anti-aging frequencies that we have on the program as of today. We have 11 just for the central nervous system. So we know that our central nervous system, as we grow older, we need some help there. We have 3 for T cell regeneration. We have B lymphocyte regeneration, and we have macrophages, I can never say that, regeneration. That's the key to our immune response. That's a real key one. 2 for osteoporosis, and we know as we get older, if we don't have enough calcium and our bones tend to deteriorate the older we get, so we're always wanting to take more calcium and that kind of thing. Mental vitality, we have 2 on for that. We know that for some of the things as we grow older, we don't always have the best memory. That kind of thing kind of goes a little bit. We have 8 to increase our stamina and vitality. So to keep us with that younger feeling, younger spring in our step, that kind of thing. We have 3 for white light. We have 4 to increase our respiratory capacity. So as we increase our respiration, it feeds our cells the oxygen. We have 2 that increase red blood cell glucose, 2 that increase red blood cell oxygen, and these are good ones. 2 to remove wrinkles. There we go. That's what we were all on this call for.
Wrinkle removal frequencies, please.
And 2 topical for topical inflammation, 1 for ketosis or keratosis. That's another one. But it gives us what they call a chicken skin. Have you ever heard anybody say, I'm getting that chicken neck? And as we grow older, if you ever saw your grandmother, you know, sometimes they had wrinkly skin on their neck. And my grandmother used to call it her chicken skin.
Okay.
Then we have just general anti-aging, which is great, and excess free radicals, and general healing. And then we also have ones for sexual function. So we have 5 for women and 5 for men. So it kind of goes the whole gamut. And
right.
When I was talking about in the beginning, I said I was going to get back to it in a little bit. I was thinking about this earlier, and when we were talking about doing this call, and I thought, you know, how would I talk about anti-aging with my own self, having to do with being on the AIM program and having to do with people being on the AIM program. And I probably have told the story before, but I went to a family function about 7 years ago. And my mom is on the program, and she worked for Steve and I early on, and she's been on the program ever since. And my sister has been on the program ever since. And they're the two that have been on the longest, her and her husband and the kids. But now quite a few of my other brothers and stuff have gone. I've got a huge family, so I could have a whole AIM tray just with my own family. So kind of pick and choose who we're going to put on there. But it was really interesting because I was looking at my cousins, and some of them are younger than me, and some of them are a few years older than me. And I think about when we were kids and stuff. And I looked at them, and I thought, gosh, they look so much older than me. Is it me? Or am I just, you know, thinking I still, you know, think I'm 20? Or what is it? You know, and then we took family photographs and other snapshots and stuff. And when they sent me copies of the photographs, I looked at them and I went, gosh, they do look way older than us. You know, I looked at my mom, and my aunt, bless her heart, is beautiful. She's probably 5 or so years younger than my mom. My mom takes no medication. My mom will kill me if I tell this, but she's in her early 80s. And she walks 5 miles a day. She goes and she isn't riding her bike anymore. My brother made her quit riding her bike because he was afraid she'd fall off it and break her hip or something. So she doesn't get to ride her bike anymore. But she goes to, like, her water aerobics classes, and she's swimming all the time, and she looks fabulous. And she takes no medication. None. Mm. All she takes is a multivitamin, and I think she takes ginkgo biloba or something that they told her to take. Her doctor's a natural kind of person. And I look at my aunt, and my aunt has had her hips replaced, and she's on blood pressure medicine and all this other stuff. And she would be on the program if she wanted to, but she doesn't believe in it. So mm-hmm. She kind of poo-poos it. So she'll come around in her time, I guess, or maybe she won't. But I just, you know, I look at it and I think, my gosh, we really, there is an anti-aging factor to being on the AIM program, whether it's, you know, that we're all more conscious and we're making better choices. Is mm-hmm. it all the frequencies are on there? It could be all of those and more, you know, but I really do think and feel and know that the program is making changes in the people that I see on the program. All of us, I think, because I know, Betsy, I've known you for years, and you haven't aged at all. In fact, you look younger than you did when I first met you.
Well, thank you very much.
So there you go.
Yes. Well, and, you know, just a blanket overall in general, when you know, if a person is seriously on the path and of, you know, raising their consciousness, they're going to be led to a program like the AIM program of EMC Squared.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in general doing that, I think it tends to help us to surrender to our inner growth, to you know, reveal more of our true selves, raising our consciousness, and have more faith and more trust. And that alone, overall, is going to help us just be more youthful, more childlike, if you will.
Yeah,
you know, to enter the kingdom, so to speak, you know, to raise our consciousness and live at that higher level without the threats and concerns that, you know, people who don't have this would live at. You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, and you know, when you're talking about looking at the photo, you know, when you look at a photo and you see yourself next to your peers, it reminded me of a testimonial that I read on the AIM program website from Joyce in Arizona. She's been on AIM since 1991.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll just read it real quick. She says, I have been self-healing through the AIM program and its predecessors since 1991. I have seen many changes in myself that I can only attribute to my self-healing, and I can only attribute my self-healing to the AIM program since I have not been involved in any other spiritual modalities or needed any medical care. What I am referring to is how young I feel and look. I am a mature woman, and many think I'm 20 years younger than my chronological age. When I see photos of myself with my peers, it is undeniable that I look years younger than they do, just like you and your aunts. And many of my friends take numerous medications and have a difficult time moving around. Not me. I walk miles every day, take water aerobics, drive my car, my convertible all over, and chase my kitten around without getting tired. I guess you could say I am the ageless grandma. All I can say is, if it wasn't for the self-healing I have achieved with the anti-aging frequencies and the numerous others on the AIM program, I know I would not feel or look the way I do.
Wow.
Well, she said a mouthful there.
Yeah. She said everything we just said.
She did. You know,
before.
It was like, well, you know, we were taking notes and outlining our conference call after her testimonial there.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that is a pretty good testimonial.
She's had the experience that mm-hmm. you know, so many of us have had.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I even see, like, just my partners, also my staff here, the facilitators. When I see the facilitators when we've had our group meetings and things, I think our facilitators look way younger. And I don't know each and every one of their ages, nor do I want to, but I just think everybody looks so vibrant and happy. And you know, and it's not like we're all, if anybody's listening to this and are not on the AIM program and think we're all a bunch of giddy, crazy people, that's not the point. It's, you know, we have our ups and downs, yes. We have, you know, things that happen in our lives that are sad or make us sad or make us angry and all those other emotions that everybody else has. But I just think that we have, I guess it's because we're more conscious, but we have a different outlook on things and we're a little bit more we don't do those ups and downs so much. I think we're more steady, and we deal with things
that,
in a little different way.
Right, exactly. I see that as well with, you know, with facilitators and when I get together with AIM program participants. And it's not that, you know, every day is perfect. And, well, for goodness sakes, if we happen to be clearing one of the frequencies that Stephen just put on the program,
yes.
there's an opportunity there for us to do some, you know, release and surrender, you know.
Exactly.
And so we might not be having the most fantastic day, yet we can say very easily, this too shall pass, because we know that it's on its way out. We're dealing with it on so many levels. We're constantly 24/7 on the AIM program releasing that.
Absolutely. So,
you know, whatever,
you know,
we're dealing with.
Yeah, and I think we're picking and choosing, you know, those frequencies that we have available to us to help us make it through those stressful times of the day or the times that, you know, a new frequency has been put on and we might be feeling a little bit of the balancing features of that particular frequency and maybe not feeling up to par on that particular day, but then it slowly moves away and we don't feel it continually. You might just feel it when you wake up in the morning or whatever. And then by the time the middle of the day comes, you're, you know, on to bigger and better things, and we don't think about it once again.
Right. You know, I have a particular participant here in Arizona who keeps in touch, and she's has a nice awareness, you know, when she's clearing something and what's happening, you know, with her emotional body and her physical body and her mental body and her spiritual bodies. And I just yesterday got an email from her. She said, Betsy, I've been listening to some of the podcasts, and I heard Stephen and the host talking about our quote-unquote ages becoming younger. Do you get a report on that for us, too, she asked. she said, I'd love to know because I do not feel my biological age at all. Which leads me to a question for you. I've heard that an AIM participant, and we hear Stephen talking about this, too, AIM participant who has been on the AIM program for over 1 year can have a biological age of 24. What exactly does that mean?
Well, biological age is a term and measurement that Stephen came up with. And he's been using this since I met him back in 1987. And at that time, biological age was 29. And I thought, wow, you know, that's pretty cool. You know, after going through his program, we didn't have the AIM program at that time, but we used the tinctures. And mm-hmm. when you went through that program, he had to measure us each time to give us new remedies or whatever we had to, what we were taking. And he would check your biological age at different points to see and measure to see how he was doing or where we were going. And I've never seen it change ever until, like, what, 4 months ago. We put on a new frequency on there, and all of a sudden our biological age started to change. But the biological age is a measurement that he came up with that kind of gives us an idea of how our body's functioning, at what age it's functioning at. When people come on the program, their biological age is about 96. That's approximately what most people coming on the program, their biological age is. Now, we do have to realize, too, that things, a lot's changed from 1987 till now, partly mm-hmm. the way the world is, but also the way the program is working and the advances that we've had in our technology, too. But right. As you're on the AIM program and you're clearing out your hereditary frequencies, or as Reverend Michael calls our debris,
and as,
as we clear those out, we're raising not only our biological age is going down and our life force is going up and our consciousness level is going up. So, you know, when we come on the program now, our life force is at, what, a 0.002, I think. So it's pretty low compared to when we wrote the book in 1999 and we thought 40 was low. Now,
right.
you know, it's a little bit lower than that. So
right.
as we clear out all this stuff, it starts clearing and changing us, and we start feeling stronger. Our immune systems are stronger. We're more clear in our thinking. Our consciousness level's rising. So this last one that he put on in February changed our biological age, and when he started testing it, our biological age dropped to 24, or 26,
wow.
excuse me. Actually,
wow.
24.
So that's
it's
one of the things that Stephen,
then.
That's one of the things Stephen was referring to when he says there's always more. There's always
exactly.
more. For how many years it was 29, and now yeah. frequencies were revealed to him to drop it even lower.
Yeah, because we even had birthday cards that said, happy birthday, you're 29 and holding. Now we got to cross out the 29, we got to put 24, because it was 26, and then it just dropped again. And now I talked to him earlier today, and we added two new frequencies today, and he said that he thinks that maybe one of these might affect our biological age, as well as one that he added last week. So he wants to check it again, but he said so far we're holding at 24. But it was, it dropped to 26 and then it dropped again. So that's
wow.
pretty cool. So what that means to us is that we're functioning inside, our insides are functioning at a 24-year-old. And that's pretty cool. Now we
yeah.
just got to fix the outside. And that's where our call's going.
Right.
Because
well,
all those anti-aging frequencies to help us to regenerate ourselves. And as we regenerate ourselves, then hopefully inside we're changing. We're moving to the age of 24. And so hopefully that will come out on the outside as well.
We'll have the chronological age of, I mean, yeah, of the biological age of 24.
Right.
With the chronological age wisdom of our current age.
There you go. Now, one thing I do want to let everyone know is that when we do the biological age testing, he just tests a core group, and usually it's myself and himself and Eileen and Evan and a few others. We don't mm-hmm. test every participant. This isn't another thing that we test for, but it's usually pretty much a blanket. Once we see so many people testing, then we know that everyone is following the same suit. So for your participant asking if she's going to get this particular check, she would not.
Right.
But when it drops for everyone, then we let everyone know. And we have a weekly newsletter that we've been sending out by email, which gives updates on the current frequencies that we're finding. And we also talk about, you know, if the biological age drops in there, we will let you know. And then we also talk about the upcoming events or past events that you can log on to. So when you get that email, it'll tell you about biological age. So that's another place that she'll know outside of also hearing it from her facilitator, which is you.
Right. And if you, for those listening, if for some reason you are not receiving that newsletter from EMC Squared, please contact your facilitator and they'll straighten that out for you to make sure you begin receiving it if for some reason it hasn't been getting to you.
Yeah, either that or you can, and you can also, if you want to call it, contact us directly, you can go to info@energeticmatrix.com and send us your email address and we'll add you to the list and then you'll automatically get on there too, either way.
Excellent, yeah, because that's a wonderful gift, a wonderful resource that EMC Squared is providing now. I appreciate that. So now to all the AIM program participants who are listening to this recording and I have been on the program for over a year. Happy 24th and happy birthday 24 and holding. Actually, we shouldn't say holding anymore. We should say 24 and lowering.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Because wouldn't that be, I mean, I wonder how low it will go because it took all those years. I mean, that's been a long time since it's changed. You know, it hasn't dropped. So pretty powerful stuff that were being revealed to us to lower our biological age.
Well, there are layers and everything. Like Stephen says, he'll be working through something and the next thing will be revealed as its time comes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're coming young on the inside. Does the AIM program help more on the inside versus the outside, gray hair and so on, outer appearances?
Well, we always heal from the inside out. And so we are going to be regenerating our organs and our cells and things from the inside, and then it will reflect us on the outside. So that's when I was talking about, you know, taking away our wrinkles and our gray hair. That will come in time and will start that generative process on the inside and then boost in on the outside because we do have to heal from the inside out. That's a homeopathic term. They used to call it the up and the out. So, you know, you heal from the inside and it comes up and out.
And that brings me to, if I may read another of the testimonials that we have on the website. This is from, it's not from Kit, but it's about Kit from Colorado. He's been on the AIM program since 2006. And it says, after joining AIM, my 13-year-old dog, Kit, Kit's health improved immensely. Since she was a puppy, she's had to eat prescription food because she lacks the enzymes to break down proteins, which made it difficult for her to lose weight. Within the first couple of months of being on the AIM program, her overall health began to improve and she began losing weight as well. She has always been pretty active, but now she runs around playing like she did when she was a puppy. She has even retained her youthful appearance. It's hard to believe that she's 13. Thank you, AIM, for helping my best friend. That is so sweet.
Oh, that's cute. Wow. See, we're helping even our little furry friends.
Even if we don't see their wrinkles.
Yeah, there you go. The gray hair around their muzzle.
That's exactly what you're talking about from the inside out. I mean, here she was able to heal herself to create more enzymes and digest her food and assimilate her nutrition. So that's all from the inside out, that the healing that she did.
Absolutely. Yeah, that the picture she showed me, they had sent in before and after, which one of these days we're going to have to start doing that on the program on our website, showing before and after, because I had seen a picture of her before, and then I saw a current picture of her not too long ago they sent in. And, boy, she's really cute, and she is really spunky for her age, for 13. She's adorable.
And I've heard personally from two different participant families, that I know that have cats, and they almost verbatim, they called me and emailed me saying, you know, hey, she's acting like a kitten again. If any of you have ever had a kitten in the house, you know that can be just a blast, and it can cause a lot of cleanup too. So, you know, another plant down, you know, or something.
Yeah, it can be fun. It's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, true. There goes the curtain, just swinging, playing Tarzan again or something.
Exactly.
How wonderful to see your older cat start acting like a kitten again and just enjoying herself.
Absolutely.
Like that.
That would be fun.
Yeah, so I've heard that as well. So our furry and feathered family and friends are benefiting from the anti-aging frequencies as well.
Absolutely.
So once we already have, you know, the gray hair or wrinkles, will the AIM program help to take them away?
You know, I have a little bit of experience on this one. This was always something that when Steve and I first started working together, that was one of the hot buttons for me. It's like, what can you do about gray hair and wrinkles? You know, that was always the big thing. You know, forget how you feel. You just got to look good, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the things that I've always had him kind of bugging him about. And I noticed that when I went to get my hair cut a couple of weeks ago, actually it was a couple months ago, my hairdresser said, you know, you're not getting, your hair isn't changing any color. You know, you're not getting very many gray hairs. It's like stopped. And I was like, great. You know, so I know it's working there. And I've noticed that my hair is growing faster. Since I've been in Las Vegas, I will tell you, my hair grows so fast. Mm. And I'm constantly having to have it trimmed. But it's like it gets really, really long fast. So I don't know if it's the weather. Something's agreeing with my hair here. Not sure what it is. And it might be something with these new frequencies that we've added to the AIM program is probably, you know, doing something for that particular regeneration portion. Now, as far as wrinkles go, I don't think I kind of look at mine all the time. I have my little crow's feet, and I'm always watching them. I don't think they've gotten any worse. You know, and I'm really conscious of that because I'm always watching because we get a lot of questions about wrinkles. You'd be surprised. Wrinkles and gray hair are something that people are very interested in knowing how the AIM program, if we're working on that, with because they know Stephen's always researching things. But we
and they don't all live in L.A., right?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
I remember that was a major concern of everybody when I lived out there.
Yes. It actually was, you know. Everybody was, they didn't care how they felt as long as they look good. You know, don't care what you got in your head. As long as you look good, you know, that's the whole main thing there.
Well, you know, I recently, Stephen was on a radio program called Beyond 50, and there's a clip on YouTube. And that clip from YouTube is available on the aimprogram.com. But on there, he was talking about his own hair, how his hair grew back. He did nothing. He didn't do any Rogaine, any products for hair growth.
He didn't. He had like the male pattern baldness, I guess they call it, like in the back of your, on the top of your head. Mm-hmm. And for years, his hair had been thinning up there. And all of a sudden, now he's got a full head of hair. And, you know, so, but I think it's also, we have some enhancing frequencies that also help us along with the anti-aging frequencies. And when we think about our gray hair and our wrinkles, there are some enhancing frequencies on there that I think would probably help us. And one of them I was looking up today is feeling the radiance from within. Mm. And that's kind of an interesting one when you think about it, because sometimes we focus on the way we look on the outside, and if we feel the radiance from within, it's going to come out on the outside as well if we radiate from the inside out.
Absolutely.
Vitality, yeah. Vitality is another one, and I think the more vital we are and the more energy we have is going to help us too. And we don't want to focus on any of the, focus on the positive, how great we are inside and out. We're all beautiful. We're all part and parcel. The other thing is self-healing, because the program is all about self-healing. We're doing all this ourselves. So if we grab that enhancing frequency for self-healing, we're very powerful, you know, within ourselves. So who knows what we can achieve, you know? Maybe somebody's going to, we'll get a testimonial and somebody's going to show me a before and after and say, I've done nothing. All I've done is been on the AIM program and picking my self-healing frequencies and all this. And, you know, and I know our wrinkles are going to fade in time because our biological age is dropping. So that means we're regenerating from the inside out. So it is going to come about. Now, how much it's going to do, we don't know. We didn't get any manual with this program when we developed it. We got, when we get all this information coming to us, it's not always in written form. So,
right.
You know.
Well, those enhancing frequencies are just fabulous. And I know some of them are, I mean, they're inspired by everything, you know, however they come to Stephen. And some of them I know came via Reverend Michael, the Rev.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of reminded me of him, the, you know, the inner
light
force.
Feeling and, radiance from within is something that I could hear Reverend Michael saying that.
Yeah, good. And the vitality, though, this draws up a big picture for me of early in my my practice with EMC squared, and vitality, and like we become more dynamic and become in progressing and applying things into our lives that have been on the back burner or in thought form for a long time. And I think that vitality, those vitality frequencies, you know, have something to do with that, because I remember being in meetings in the women's club in Hollywood, and people would say, you know, I've been wanting to do such and such, and I've been talking about it, and I've been thinking about it for 6 years, and I get on the AIM program, and it's just started happening. Mm-hmm. You know, and it could have been hiking, or for me, I know that happened to me. I had been for years saying, I want to take this particular class. I wanted to get involved in improv, and and just never, it's too far, or it's too late in the day, or I don't know, you know, every excuse in the world. And I tell you, all of a sudden I'm in class, and then I'm performing and loving it, you know, and from hiking or and not just like habits or smoking, but actual just progressive things.
Exactly.
And I think,
it's kind of like it's kind of like looking into the things that would make you happy or things that you're interested in and actually hitting on them and going for it.
And when you start doing those things, why wouldn't you feel more youthful? You're doing something, more of the things that you love, more productively. So that, you know, that just is a cycle that feeds itself. You know, you have your vitality, you become more productive in this area, and it feeds your self-esteem, which, you know, and you come back up again and feeling younger and more, you know, active. So wonderful.
Absolutely. And there's a story that I have about one of my, a friend of mine that's been on the AIM program. She was a patient of Steve and I back, I think she probably came to us in like the very early 90s. And she's an elderly woman, and she's absolutely beautiful inside and out. And she called me about a year ago, and I'm in touch with her quite a bit. And she has in her home, she collects Chinese antiques, or Oriental, I should say, Oriental antiques. And they're beautiful. I mean, it's just all kinds of different things. And it's like a year ago, one of the colleges found out that she had all of these antiques, and the professor of one of the foreign language departments asked her if she would come and speak to the college. And her husband was really shocked, because all he saw her as is the mother, the lady of the house kind of thing. And she had been that way for years, and her kids were now grown up, and she didn't work, and she was involved in other philanthropic things, but he didn't see her as someone speaking to college kids or writing any documents, or, you know, he just didn't see her in that way. And it was quite a shock to him when he came and saw her speaking in front of these college kids, and she did her own PowerPoint presentation on her laptop, and he was shocked. She said he was just he just didn't think that she had it in her. And she said, you know, it's something I've always wanted to do, and I just never thought about it or if I could do it or not. And she said when they called her and asked her to do that, she was so excited. She's been traveling now to all these different colleges because one found out about it, then another one and another one. And she was doing an exhibit. She was taking her antiques, a few of them, and she was taking them over to do a whole display of them, and she was doing a whole presentation. And instead of just doing her PowerPoint, she actually had the antiques there. So it was really neat. And she called me, and she had to tell me. She goes, now I know what you mean by the anti-aging frequencies, enhancing frequencies. Because she used to tell me, you know, she goes, I've been doing this all this time. Maybe I just don't understand what I'm doing. And I said, no, you understand what you're doing. You know, and she was telling me, she goes, it's just amazing. I can't believe it. And she was.
Well, how fulfilling that would be, you know. I mean, besides, what a wonderful gift to her husband to be able to see her in a new light, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be entirely fulfilling, wonderful.
Yeah, everybody was totally shocked that's mom.
Mom up there. Well, she put those enhancing frequencies to work as well, I guess. You know, when we've been on for a while, we have better use of those, right?
Or absolutely. And I think, she's more conscious, with her consciousness level up, and her life force has, been at 100 for quite some time, and she's, she's a ball of fire. She's very small, very tiny, beautiful woman, and she's on it. She's really going for it now. She's really, and she's, I would say she's over 60.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty interesting that she said she didn't know that this late in life she would be starting a whole new life.
Right. So I was going to say that's one of the many lifetimes within an incarnation.
Yeah, there you go. So there's a lot of things can happen.
All right. So those enhancing frequencies that help so much with the anti-aging, we tap into those. And once your life force is at 100 and you're not, busy sweeping away those other imbalance frequencies, so to speak, you have more life force to put towards making those enhancing frequencies work for you, right?
Absolutely, because we were concentrating in that first year. We're really concentrating a clearing out and raising our life force, because we're coming on with our life forces being pretty low. So it's taken a lot for us to get through our everyday stresses and strains and whatever is going on around us. So when we clear out all that hereditary stuff, and some of us have more than others, but when we clear that out, we raise our life force, raise our conscious level, all we can do is then we've got all those enhancing frequencies to now brush up and polish us, so to speak.
Right. And a lot of those are listed on the website, your facilitator's website. And just go to the directory and you'll see enhancing frequencies. But besides those, what else can we do to help with the process?
Well, to help with the process, there's many things that we can do. When we talk about, the normal things that everybody says, we got to eat right. We eat a balanced diet, alcohol in moderation, no smoking, or at least if we are a smoker, maybe not as much. And exercise. We got to keep moving. When I think about my mom has always been a walker or always doing something. When we were kids, she was always, come on, we're going to take the dog for a walk, or we're going to go walk to the grocery store, and it would be like 3 or 4 miles away. And we go, why? And she goes, because we need the exercise. And we were always, she always had, I think she was trying to tire us out. She had 7 kids, so she was probably trying to get a break. But she still is continually doing that. And I see her now in her 80s that she's, still walking all over. And she can walk circles around me when she comes to Las Vegas. She wants to go down on the Strip, and we spend all day down there. And she's walking everywhere. We park at one end, and she wants to walk all the way to the other end and back. So, that's one thing. And also, Dr. Oz is one of my favorite people. Some people like him and some people don't. But
I'm a fan also.
Yeah, and I think he's just pretty normal or something. He's kind of the doctor that you'd like to have, because he's not really into, he's into more natural stuff and, what you have in your pantry more than, all this other stuff. And he was saying that you should have a pedometer and you should walk 10,000 steps a day. In order to lose weight and to be healthy. But you got to work your way up to that. But so I started using a pedometer just to see how much I walk.
Speaking of Dr. Oz, I was watching his show once, or maybe he was on Oprah or something, and he said, if you're alert and aware and watching this show today, chances are you will live beyond 100. If you're interested in practicing any of this, nutritional or exercise or healthcare, put together with modern medicine, and if you need to replace a part, so to speak,
like my bionic aunt and uncle,
and that was just for the general public. Imagine if you have access to these, 500,000 frequencies that we have access to bring our consciousness up along the way as well.
Yeah, I wonder if we, too bad we couldn't project to see how long we're all going to live. But then, when we think about exercise, and we also think of meditation or prayer, to have that downtime and no noise. mm-hmm. be quiet, to be still, for even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you can take out of your day, but to stop and then really slow it down. Also getting sunshine, you know, not meaning laying out in the sun getting tan, but it's being out in the sun, in the air, walking, whatever, but getting some of those rays, the vitamin D, and I think there's vitamin K, but we need to have some of that in us too. We need to have that to give us a better outlook on things. It makes us happier, so to, you know, and it also
it does,
helps with
it does.
Depression.
The full spectrum light of the sun is very healing, and
yeah.
you know, what, some people put their drinking water out in a glass jar out in the sun to sun charge it, and walk in the sun, or have your if you have a go to a restaurant and they have an outdoor area to eat, you're out in the sun eating. It's charging your food and your body, you know, through your skin and through your eyes, and it's very powerful.
Yeah, because we're so used to here in Las Vegas, because the summers get pretty warm. So we're used to going from air conditioning to air conditioning to air conditioning. And
right.
you don't realize, like, I've been trying to be conscious of that because I know here in the office it's either heated or air conditioned, and I rarely get out during the day, it seems like. So I've been trying to get myself out at least, you know, during the lunch hour and walk around a little bit and take a break and get some of that sunlight in so that I, you know, can get those endorphins too going.
Right.
Other thing is, and Reverend Michael talked about this one time too, is walking barefoot in dewy grass in the morning. He was saying that a lot of times he gets up really early in the morning because he has to for his activities that he does during the day for the church and things. But he says he gets up and he does his meditation out in the grass and with bare feet on.
Right.
In the grass. And he said it kind of centers you and it also gets you close to the earth. And that's kind of a nice thing if you're in an area where you do have dewy grass or grass at all. Some of
right.
us
and
in Las Vegas don't have grass, but I do have a little patch in my backyard. So I
right.
try to do that too. And I try to walk in the grass because there is something soothing about that. And it's kind of like when you go to the ocean and you walk through the sand and and that kind of thing too, you know. So,
all very healing. And, you know, the Edgar Cayce readings spoke on all of that, the sunshine, exercising in the sunshine, getting enough sun, walking in the grass. The dew on the grass is like a, you know, like conductive, you know, for
right.
grounding yourself and connecting to the earth and
exactly.
all of that is wonderful. Thank you.
So, you know, it's just different things that we can do to help us in the process and also writing goals. I really think that goal cards, and I did develop the goal cards, but I've been writing goals for myself for years. And I always write down something that is a goal of mine, whether it's a vacation or whether it's a piece of equipment or, you know, a car, whatever it happens to be. But I do write myself a lot of goals.
Right.
I think
but
that
always
also
have something
helps
to look forward to. Always be moving forward.
Exactly.
Always be moving forward. You know, there's a saying, it comes from the Bible, be content but not satisfied.
Exactly.
It, you know, always have something to move forward to, always. And same thing, again, referring to the Cayce readings, you know, it was the teaching was with your last breath, be doing something to progress your soul. Always, you know, always throughout your life, no matter what, don't let your age be an excuse, always be moving forward to something and looking
Absolutely.
Forward to something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because I think when you're a kid, isn't that what you always do? Excuse me, you're always looking forward, you're always looking to better yourself in some way, shape, or form, or you're always looking forward to getting out of high school or getting into middle school or that new bike or roller skates or,
right.
you know, going to camp or getting a swimming pool or whatever it happens to be. Because I know when we were kids, we were always looking forward to, you know, maybe my dad would say, you know, we were going to go on a vacation somewhere. And so you'd look forward to that all year. Or you're looking forward to or making a goal to what are you going to do on your, you know, your Christmas vacation or all those different things that you do as a kid. So it kind of keeps us
right.
young when we have something to look forward to.
Right. You can't think that that ends. One of my best friends in this lifetime, she's passed now, but I know she was inspirational in that way. And the only three I could remember is when she turned 50, she took up flying. She got her license and she flew small planes. She turned 60, she took up yoga and became a yoga instructor at 60. She turned 70, she took up violin and started taking violin lessons with her granddaughter. I mean, keep moving on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, and that keeps your mind active too. We have some questions sometimes about do the anti-aging frequencies stop or delay dementia or Alzheimer's, speaking of the mind?
You know, there's a lot of different aspects of this. First, there are many frequencies that would continue and contribute to these two conditions. So what we want to do first is when we come on the program, we're balancing all those frequencies and clearing all that stuff out first, because we always need to detoxify before we tonify, and that's Eastern medicine always talked about that we always wanted to clear up everything that was out there and before we strengthen ourselves, and that's really what that means. So as we clear out our hereditary frequencies, then we can start to regenerate. And that's kind of like when we were talking about the anti-aging frequencies. We have to first clear out all that stuff and then get the anti-aging frequencies in order to lower our biological age. So that's kind of the same thing with the Alzheimer's and dementia. I really do think that we have the ability to heal ourselves with the help of the AIM program in the early stages of that. Now, once we have it, if someone were to come on the program and have these issues, I'm not sure how the regeneration process would go or if they would be able to heal some of the actual like the structural issues. I'm not sure if those would be able to repair themselves, but you never know. We don't have any data that tells us. So we're pretty powerful beings, like I said before, so we may be able to do that. But we have the enhancing frequencies that just help us to stimulate our own healing within us. Like we have our stamina, vitality to regenerate the nervous system. That's a huge one. We have mental vitality, which we also talked about. But then we can also look at our diet. You know, we can help with our diet. And I've been trying to really be conscious of the things that I'm eating to make sure that I get enough of the vitamins and minerals so that I don't have the issues with either one of these things. And it doesn't run in my family, but I think as we grow older, who knows, you know.
When you were talking, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, that's okay.
But you were talking about and the regeneration also reminds me of the P word that we don't like to deal with is patience. You know?
Yes.
Once we've cleared a frequency, there's a time the frequency is cleared on consciousness, and it can be cleared within a week or two. However, our body, which is constantly regenerating, renewing, rejuvenating, our cells are reproducing, they're learning the cell at a cellular level and atomic and subatomic and so on. We're learning to rebuild ourselves, not in the image that was just there, but in the new image that is in our consciousness.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And we have to always be conscious of that too, because when we talk about in our newsletter and on TalkShoe and when we do these calls, we talk about, well, that particular frequency has left the body or is gone or has balanced itself. People kind of feel, and I know in the office here, the girls have said, but I don't feel it yet. But it takes the body time. So it's gone. Yes, it's out of the, it's not no longer showing as a positive when we're testing. But the body has to catch up. The body has to do its thing and clear it out and detoxify it. So it's going to take it a minute to get that out. And each one of us is different. So I can't say that, well, it's going to take 4 days for us to clear that out once it's gone from the system, because we don't know. Each one of us is different. Maybe some of us, as soon as it's gone, we've already started that. I don't know. But,
And it has a pattern to follow. We have a new pattern to follow to recreate our bodies, you know,
absolutely,
as we do every so frequently with our new cells and such.
Yeah, and so we're creating this new road, so we've got to give our body time to create that and to build itself back up again. And when you talk about these different things, I always go back into diet too, because diet's really important to us. It's how we're eating, and I try to be really conscious of that. And we want to have, if we have a diet that's big in leafy greens like spinach and kale, we get a lot of vitamins from that that has been known to help us with and lower the risks of dementia or Alzheimer's. We also need vitamin E, and you find that in almonds and hazelnuts, and then the omega-3 fatty acids. And I know we hear this stuff all the time, but that's in salmon. And they say that it can lower your risk by a third. So it wouldn't
take... you know that old saying, food is medicine. I mean, we we tend to think of that if we think of eating the good foods, but sometimes we're not mindful of it when we think of, you know, what's in that... we won't mention what we've eaten, you know. That thing that we're not going to mention that we grabbed for a snack the other day, you know, or something.
Yeah.
We think, well, that has an effect also, so we have to be mindful of that as well.
Yeah, and it's hard because, you know, we're all human. You want to go out and have a good time. And sometimes when you come home and you just want, you know, something quick or comfort food or whatever, and you're going to grab the first thing you have, you know, that you can find in the pantry or in the refrigerator. So we just have to, you know, try and do it, you know, in moderation. You know, that comes back, that same word, moderation. Your mom always told you that, you know, everything in moderation.
And really watching your attitude when you eat as well. You know, I would eat, one of my spiritual teachers always, if you put it this way, what comes out of your mind, what comes forth from your mind and what comes out of your mouth is more important than what goes in your mouth. And in that mind, it's like the setting is, well, maybe I had the fast food, but I was in a space emotionally and well where I assimilated it to a degree. You know, you can eat the best food, but if you eat the salmon and the kale and you're in a really sour mood and really upset with something, it's probably not going to turn into your stomach, you know, into your body. It can affect your body more like the fast food.
Exactly. Well, yeah, there's a lot of... you know, what are we thinking? You know, what do we want to get out of this? So we need to make sure that we kind of keep our mind there. And it's hard. It's not
everything
an easy
is energy.
Thing to do.
Your food is energy.
Anything is possible. So,
and
you know,
possible.
That's why when we were talking about could it cure these things or change our gray hair and wrinkles, I can't tell you no, it can't, because I believe it can, because I think everything is energy and anything is possible. We can turn things around. We're very powerful on our own, and we don't always give ourselves enough credit.
Mm-hmm. And we have that in the enhancing frequencies as well. Just give ourselves some credit.
Exactly. We've got all kinds of things right at our fingertips. So, you know, with the AIM program, we're really, really lucky that Stephen's done all this work and he's got all these frequencies added to help us and for us to, you know, have this available to us so that we can live the best and be all we can be. You know, and live our best life, you know, and have the most fun we can and enjoy our lives.
Well, I have time, I think, for one more question that I've been asked.
Okay.
If you have.
Sure.
Do the anti-aging frequencies help with hearing loss?
I believe they do, and we have a testimonial, I think, to that effect, but absolutely yes. We've had testimonials where people have had hearing losses from sometimes injuries, sometimes they just have a hearing loss, and they have been able to regenerate their hearing with the clearing out their hereditary stuff and then also going with the enhancing frequencies. And the enhancing frequencies, like the regeneration of the central nervous system, is a huge one. Mental vitality and self-healing. Those are all going to be part and parcel of it. We also have one which is for memory and mental vitality. So those can all help us with our memory loss, as well as our, if we're having a problem with our hearing. And I even know people that have had help with their sight. You know, they've been able to not wear their glasses as much, and they go to the doctor and have their eyes tested, and their eyes are getting better the older they get. So that's kind of an interesting one.
That is, you know, it, and again, regeneration and exercise. You can exercise your eyes, you know, that, that's wonderful. I do actually, I have the, it's one of the, one of that I found of the, or that I have of the testimonials about hearing, if I can read that one.
Sure.
It's Peter from Nevada, on AIM since 1999. This is on the website as well. I have been wearing hearing aids for the past few years since losing 50% of my hearing due to a being a professional drummer. I guess that would do it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible. Recently, I was with friends and forgot to wear my hearing aids. Much to my surprise, I was able to hear the entire conversation at the table. I used to have to use my left ear when talking on the telephone, and now I can use the right ear as well and hear conversations clearly, which I have not been able to do for the last 15 years. It's great to be able to use either ear and hear so much better. I attribute the improvement of my hearing to my self-healing while on the AIM program.
That's pretty pretty dramatic. I know
there you
him,
go, yeah.
So I know he can hear way better than he used to. And, you know, because he is a professional musician, years ago when he started drumming, they didn't wear protective covering on their ears. Nowadays, almost all the musicians that I know of all wear earplugs or some kind of form of covering for their ears, either headphones, something, so that they don't hear that constant loud noise and stuff in their ears and still be able to hear what they're doing. But it blocks out so much of it. So I think the generation these days probably won't have those kind of issues to deal with, and if they're on AIM, they will, you know, hopefully be able to keep a step ahead.
All the more benefit, right?
Yeah, exactly. And if they do injure their ears, hopefully it will clear it up. Now, it's not going to, you know, make you 100%, and it hasn't made him 100%, but he is way better than he used to. He used to not be able to hear hardly any, you know, it was really hard
for
him to hear people, you know, even close to him. So it's really been amazing. And it's taken time. He's been really patient about it. He just figured, you know, his hearing was, you know, that was it. And he was just going to protect the little that he had left, because I think he's lost half of it, or had lost half of it. And they've retested him, and he's not lost hardly any now.
Wow, yeah.
He's down to about 15%, I think. And I think that's probably going to stay.
Now he has the option of using the what do they call it? Selective hearing?
Yes, there you go. That's a guy thing, I guess, huh?
That's a guy thing. It's a Martian thing.
Yeah,
I read
there
about
you go.
Well, I think our time is up, and I'm so grateful to have had this time with you and have sharing so much information. Thank you so much, Roberta.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure, and I hope we gave our listeners something to think about, and we answered some questions and helped them out a little bit with their age and ageless feelings and all that, so that we all start looking younger and healthier and happier.
We are all ageless wonders.
There you go. We are.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Roberta.
You're welcome. Yes. Thank you.
And we hope that you've enjoyed listening to Roberta Flatick, co-founder of EMC Squared. If you'd like to learn more about the energetic balancing and the AIM program, please contact the facilitator who told you about this call, or visit our website at aimprogram.com. And thank you again for tuning in. Good night, everyone.